from out there, you know, in Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
Does Junior still live out there?
He still does. I saw him over Christmas holidays.
Did, and Mary's, she's retired too, I guess. Mm-hmm. She's teaching school. And Emmy lives up in the, she's a good friend of mine. She lives in the Malt Bag. Mm-hmm. Emmy does. And I loved old Miss She was my, she used to, she belonged to the little church out there, and they had a bazaar, and she always made me aprons. And I never did like these little fancy ones that didn't cover you. I wanted something. She said, Emma, tell Aunt I got a, a apron made for the bazaar, and I'd buy aprons from Miss I used to go up there to see them when they lived. I don't see Emma much now, but she visits John's family up here in the country above Tuskegee. Dr. John son is farming up there. He has a place at Millstead, I believe it is.
I think Judge still raises cock.
Does
in fact, I talked to him just as I'm doing to you over Christmas for a while.
Well, Mr. does, used to look after that for old Mr. I knew Fan and Livia and all the
Oh, what kind of fences did y'all have? What different kinds of fences did you have when you were a girl?
What kind of what?
Fences.
Fences? Mm-hmm. Well, they used to have wooden fences with palings in front of the house, or either an iron fence.
Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly were the palings? Could you describe how they looked?
They were just, they cut them out in different shapes, you know. They were just, everybody had fences and gates and posts at each corner and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you remember the kind of fence that you have the twisted wire that prick you if you get too close to it?
That's a barbed wire.
Did y'all ever use any of that? I don't guess really any need in the city.
The only thing they ever put down was to keep people out of your place. It put down the top of another fence.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about, did you ever have any fences that were maybe made out of split rails that were zigzag?
Well, they had them somewhere, not many around Montgomery. That's more or less north of here. They have some of them, but I don't think they were as common around here as well, like Kentucky and Tennessee and mm-hmm. places like that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what about, did they ever have any made of stone or anything
here? No, they had walls, brick walls and stone walls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's up in East Tennessee, almost all the fences are stone. I guess they had mm-hmm. to, before they're going to plow any land or yeah. use
and
any
they got
land.
So much stone up in those mountains there that can use it.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned that you a while ago that you used a pail, you know, for milking cows. Could you describe the pail to me? Tell me about what it was made of.
The what?
Pail. Your milking pail.
Oh. They were usually tin, mm-hmm. bright tin.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a bucket?
Uh-huh. Well, no, the milking pails were shaped a little different. They flat out more. Mm-hmm. Now, a bucket is just straight up and down, but the milk pails flat a little bit, mm-hmm. as I remember.
What was a bucket made out of, usually?
The enamel or something like that, usually. Or tin buckets, you could have any kind of.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, you mentioned that that you were...
I have some out there when I have it's not so much. Mm-hmm. I've got China put up and they'll give them a children in Tennessee a lot and they're going to get what I've got when I pass on.
What kind of China do you have?
Well, my mother's and...